It is bonus season, and for a lot of American workers this season, it means they're getting a nice little addition to their paycheck, especially at a time that's very competitive in terms of finding workers on the part of employers. But what should you be doing with that bonus? That's a big question. Alicia Reese is with us now, Business of Your Life financial planner. She joined us as part of our Financial Advisors Corner. Alicia, first of all, I guess the question is, when you get the bonus, should you be thinking of it as sort of just part of your regular pay, or do you think of it sort of differently when you're figuring out what to do with that money?
First, thank you so much for having me today. That's a great question. When you first get a bonus, you should actually be thinking about it as more supplemental income. So from a financial planning standpoint, we typically don't want to have to. So obviously when it comes to bonuses, sometimes they're variable, sometimes they're not guaranteed. So we certainly don't want to have to rely on a bonus to pay for our necessary expenses. So from a financial planning standpoint, when we're looking at what can someone afford each month in terms of housing or their living expenses, we don't want to include the bonus or consider the bonus in that calculation. So we do see it as supplemental income. And from that standpoint, the way that I like to approach a bonus is, or other lump sum of money, is to think about it strategically when you're looking over your financial plan and your financial goals, and to think about strategically using it to accomplish your goals or to make progress towards your other financial goals.
Alicia, let's say I pull in $100,000 a year bonus here. It was a good year for me, really kick butt at work. You know, what component of that should go into the stock market?
So again, everybody's situation is different. However, if you were to get that sizable of a bonus, yes, we would step back and take a look at your different financial goals. So first, we're going to, for most people, we would probably start with making sure that they had enough cash reserves set aside in an emergency cash savings account. And we would also take a look at any outstanding debt that they had. And one thing that I like to keep in mind is that we don't need to just focus on one financial planning goal. It's possible to make progress in different areas. So, after taking a look at maybe a cash reserve and any outstanding, maybe high interest debt that you have, we would certainly take a look at funding an IRA, an individual retirement account. And most likely, if you're earning a bonus, you are earning income, and anyone with earned income and or a spouse can contribute to an individual retirement account. And right now, we would be able to contribute for the year 2022. But up until tax day, you still have time to contribute for 2021. And so that's obviously within your IRA, you would invest. And then the next place would be, I think, an often overlooked account is actually just the regular taxable brokerage account, where individuals, it's different than a savings account in that you actually can keep cash, but you have the ability to invest that money. And within that account, going back to your question, we would look at what financial goals you have. And so we can invest within that account, not only for the longer term for retirement, but we can also invest for more medium term goals that you may have, let's say in 10 to 15 years. So it's not necessarily a set amount for everybody. We would kind of look at all of those different components and factors of somebody's financial plan.
And finally, Alicia, given all of the inflation that we have been talking a lot about, if you're getting this lump sum right now, the value of your money's likely to deteriorate, right? So just in 30 seconds, what is your favorite inflation-proof or inflation-resistant investment to recommend to folks right now?
So I have to say, that's just like you said, this is kind of currently something that individuals are dealing with. And if it's more short term money that we're talking about, and if interest rates are not kind of moving up in terms of in the savings account or CD, and we're looking for another cash like investment. We can certainly look at I-bonds that, again, for a cash position to keep up with inflation. Otherwise, if we were investing for the long term, it would be in equities.
Gotcha. All of that very important to keep in mind right now. Alicia Reese, thank you so much for being here. The Business of Your Life financial planner joining us as part of our Financial Advisors Corner.